Well, good evening to one and all, folks. And I've got a fantastic band on next. You have seen them before, and they released their debut CD. They're working on a new CD just now, and it's the wonderful Have Mercy Las Vegas. And we've got Crispin and Ely. God almighty, Liz, you have to edit that. You've got Crispin and Ely. Good afternoon, please, folks.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for having us on.
So delighted to have you on, and so you're working your new album, hopefully it'll be out, what, later this year?
Yeah, we started recording the new album pre-lockdown. We managed to get the backbone of a few tracks down, and then obviously the disaster of lockdown happened and it put the brakes on big time. Yeah. But we kept chipping away at it, and we kept the writing process going as best we could during lockdown, just through various social media apps and stuff, and communicating with each other, like just recording wee clips of ideas and sending them to each other. And then when the lockdown was lifted the first time, we managed to get back in with the ideas that we came up with and lay them down. and then another lockdown happened and we started that process again.
And of course, Ely, you've been quite busy as well, but in another field, you've got a brand new member of the band.
Yeah, so a week after lockdown was announced, our little Elijah came into the world. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be 10 months at the end of this month now.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I mean, it's been our little, he's been our little kind of rainbow in the storm of lockdown, keeping his dad and I sane, I think, or insane, either or. But yeah, we're doing great, and he's an absolute joy. So but I can't wait for him to come along to a gig, hopefully, at some point.
Fantastic. Hopefully we'll all get back out there soon and we'll be able to see you all live, which will be fantastic. Thanks. Now, I'm going to ask you to choose three tracks. So what would your first track be?
What do you think, Crispin? Shadows?
Shadows, yeah. So this one here, it's going to feature in the new album, but we this version that we're giving you to play to everyone, we recorded this pre-lockdown in our bass player Mark's parents' house. And it's really good. It's so we're quite pleased with the way it turned out.
Yeah, Mark edited it all, didn't he?
He did all the recording process and editing. He's absolutely a really good sound engineer. So, yeah, he worked away at that. We got it down and we were pleased with the final result. So it's going to end up in the new album. We're really looking forward to it. It's basically just about breakups. Now, if I'm being honest, like, there's been so many failed relationships that I've had in the past. And yeah, it's been trial and error. Now, Liz, I'm happily married with two children just now, but is it getting there? Yeah, this one's basically about breakups and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear that one. I haven't heard that one yet. What are you choosing for your second track?
St. Peter's Blues? Yeah.
And where does that come from?
Well, Crispin's a songwriter, and it's actually funny. Most of the time, Crispin doesn't tell us what songs are about. He just likes to leave it up to people to kind of...
imagination.
Yeah, and just enjoy it themselves. So that was quite refreshing for me, hearing what Shadows was about, Crispin.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Ellie.
St. Peter's Blues. It's kind of a story song in itself, isn't it? It kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Lots of metaphors in there.
We did a video about it, touched what it's about. Obviously, we get St. Peter's snakes and stuff like that, which I find, I'm not a religious person, but I find that concept fascinating, and like weighing up how you lived your life. And basically, St. Peter Blues is about that. If you've lived your life as good as you could have been, or have you got any flaws, obviously, everything is weighed up at the scales at St. Peter's gate, you know?
We did a great video to that with leaving films, leaving media.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if guys are going to see the video or if it's just radio for this, but you can check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll give it the links to the videos so that people can see them. So
lovely, Liz. Thank you.
It sounds like a cracker as well.
We filmed that down in the Devil's Pulpit. We went and got permission. And we went down there, and quite a funny story about that one, actually, because I'm useless at reading anything. Like, we got given like a breakdown of what's going to be happening with the filming, and we got a license to film down there and whatnot, and that's all I cared about. But when we got there, it turned out that we were actually going in the water and that we were to bring towels and stuff. I didn't get that. I never read that. I had to drip dry in the beheading.
Oh, it was so funny. It was so funny.
And head out the window.
You see it in the video, we're all up to our necks in the water. Brilliant. It was such a good day filming it.
But it was good fun.
I love when things that like that happen, especially on the videos. That actually can be very amusing. So I look forward to seeing that one. And for your last track, what are you choosing?
Bonnie and Clyde. Is it Bonnie and Clyde? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I was about to say DVD, but it's not. So yeah, Bonnie and Clyde.
I was going to say what's that one about, but
you'll need to edit that one, Liz.
Yes, I am. That's all right. So it's Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
So what I'm scared to ask what that one's about.
Oh, well, basically, like Bonnie and Clyde, the story about them, but well, obviously they were mass criminals and murderers and stuff like that, but they were the product of a failed society. And I thought that it's quite relevant just now because there's a lot of society, there's a lot of people being failed by society and the system just now. So Bonnie and Clyde's quite a political song, but yeah, there you go, that's what it's about.
Excellent.
Thanks, Crispin.
Ellie's found out what that one's about as well now.
You kidding me on, you've not once actually knew that. Of course, you've been this song for years.
Oh, well, I want you to thank the two of you so much, and of course the rest of the band, for your magic music and for taking part in the Dan and Kyle Open Stage. As we keep,
you're very welcome, man.
This is the 21st year of this Open Stage. 21 years.
Wow. Oh,
can't be bad.
21 marvellous years. We were, this will be our third feature on the Danny Kyle stage. Yeah.
But the thing is, you always progress, you always get something recorded, you always get out there and do things. Yeah. You don't sit back on your laurels and, you know, expect to. There's quite a lot of artists just think that they can just photo come up knocking the door. It does not happen. We know
when
this.
When people do come to you, it's lovely, but it's rare. So it's you just got to keep going with it. But hopefully we can get out soon and get plugging this new album when we get it out.
Well, let us know, of course, at the station. Thank you so much indeed for your time and also for taking part. We want you to have safe onward journeys, to be hale and hearty, and to keep getting the music out there.
Thank you. shadows don't smile.
We dance by starlight. You kiss me goodnight and say,
baby, shadows don't smile.
on my knees, begging, darling,
left on it was an old man. Pan it on down until all is spent. Little candles, local scandals involving late payment. Oh, oh, gun on the run, outlawed by everyone. The old saloon piano was out of tune, and Bonnie and Clyde danced beneath the black moon. Ask me to. The brightest colors in the darkest day. Will you lie with me? Will you lie with me?